Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, on Monday, January the 20th, 2025, Donald Trump will be inaugurated for the second time as President of the United States after winning a comprehensive victory in the elections there last Tuesday. With Trump's economic policies aiming to incentivize American business to return home, the economic implications for Ireland and the United Kingdom could be potentially devastating. Joining us first to discuss Ireland is economist Jim Power. Jim, you're very welcome to Down to Business.
Thank you very much, Mandy. Great to talk.
Now, Jim, just in a nutshell, if you can, what is he proposing that might affect us badly in an economic sense?
Okay, there's a number of different aspects to Trump, but I guess the ones from an economic perspective that are most important. Number one is this sense of isolationism, both political and economic. And part of that is trying to bring overseas US companies back manufacturing in the United States. So one way of doing that is the proposal to impose tariffs of up to 20% on all imports into the States, 60% from China. And the notion there would be that, you know, if exporters into the United States find it so difficult to sell in, that those US, many of them are US companies, they will move back to the States and create the factories there. But it was interesting yesterday, there's a big shoe store in the States called Steve Madden. They said if 60% tariffs were imposed on shoe imports from China, they would reduce their imports from China, but they would shift production to Vietnam, Cambodia, Mexico, Brazil. Okay, so that proves the attitude towards tariffs is absolutely wrong. And there was also a story yesterday that 60% tariff on Chinese imports would increase the price of the PlayStation 5 Pro gaming system by 40%. Okay, so one of the reasons why it's argued Trump won the election was because of the surge in the cost of living over the last 2 or 3 years. Well, Americans who vote for Trump should realize that actually these tariff policies will also increase the cost of living and will not result in increased jobs in the United States. But from an Irish perspective, you know, all of these policies are anti-free trade, they're protectionism, they're economic nationalism. And as a country that is so dependent on exports and foreign direct investment, any damage to the global trading system, which Trump undoubtedly will impose, will damage Ireland's economic performance. The second area that we should certainly be concerned about is what he does on the corporation tax front. The corporation tax rate in the States at the moment is 21%, Trump said. It remains to be seen whether he implements these policies or not. But Trump actually said that he would cut that corporation tax rate to 15%. If he does that, that would bring it down to the same level as the corporation tax rate we charge for companies with turnover in excess of $750 million. So that would do serious damage to Ireland's attractiveness from a corporation tax point of view. And that, of course, is the motivation for Trump doing this. So those are the two main areas. And, the attitude to free
Jim,
trade and tariffs. It's also the corporation tax side.
Sorry to cut across you, but time is limited on this one.
Sorry.
I just want to get your sense on that corporation tax one, if I can. Do you think that is or could affect the people who are already, the companies that are already here, or will just prevent us from attracting any new ones? Because I know a lot of new companies already have concerns about coming here because of energy security, all different sorts of reasons. So do you think that that's going to actually affect the base that's here already, or just new stuff?
Well, it might affect us at the margin, not dramatically. I think the key impact is likely to be on new investment coming into the country. And unfortunately, you know, that was already under pressure from serious infrastructure inadequacies in areas like housing, energy, water, and of course, the general cost of living here, cost of doing business. So Ireland's FDI model, in my view, was already starting to strain. And if this corporation tax policy were to be implemented, that would do further damage. So initially, I think that would be the key reaction. But I would worry over time, unless Ireland gets its act together in those infrastructure deficit areas, that we could lose some of the existing investment we have.
Very worried.
Do not,
very
well. Do not underestimate that. 54% of corporation tax comes from 10 countries. And Mandy, I know I'm up against the clock here, but I'll make one final point that people should not be complacent about this, because Trump has already approached Guy Cuthbert Lighthizer to run US trade policy.
Your line is actually dropping out as well from us, Jim, and sorry, time is upon us, but thank you very much for taking us through that whistle stop tour of what we need to look out for in the Trump presidency. Also on the line joining me now to discuss what's happening in the UK is Kathleen Brooks, who's a research director at XTB. Kathleen, how is the Trump election affecting the markets over there, and what is the signs? Does he have the UK in his sights as well?
Hi, Mandy. Well, it's basically impacting the UK as it is kind of the rest of the world. It's America first under Trump. So we've seen a massive increase in US stocks, a near 5% increase in the S&P 500. Compare that to a 1.3% loss for the FTSE 100, 2.5% loss for the Euro Stoxx 50, a weaker pound or a limit to pound gains last week, a weaker euro, for example, because, you know, essentially dollar is king under Trump. Well, that's how the market is initially expecting it. But I think it's a bit of a frenzied rally in the US at the moment. A little bit of a relief that we know who the president is now. Expectation of tax cuts in the US, which is obviously very good news for corporates. Whether or not it lasts in the good news, we'll have to see. But definitely a very frenzied rally for US stocks, and not much to go round elsewhere, including the UK.
And how might some of his policies on tariffs or even corporation tax affect some of the bigger industries in the UK, who obviously do export, I think, a quarter of their manufacturing goods to the US? So what are they looking at there?
So our exports are predominantly services. Mm. So I think that, you know, that's way more than half. So they will probably be ring-fenced and will be relatively safe from these tariffs. But it's the goods, it's the manufactured goods that are going to be the problem. So as you rightly said, 25% of them go to the US. It's our largest trading partner. It was worth about £52 billion last year. So it's really significant. So he's already promised a flat rate of 10% for non-Chinese exports. You know, it's lucky that we're not China, because that would be 60%. But they particularly love the Land Rover Defender in the US, which is obviously produced here, and we export that out. So that was our biggest car export. Now that could be, he's threatened to throw on slap on at tariffs of 100% of car imports to the US. So that could be a big problem for Jaguar Land Rover, you know, could lead to job losses, etc. Now you could also argue that actually that's a real status car. So maybe they can cope, you know, the American consumer will cope with the increase in the price of Defenders. But, you know, it's all to play with at the moment. But, you know, as your previous guest said, Robert Lighthizer, as the next Trump trade representative, you know, he was the one that created the trade war with China in Trump's first term. So having him back in that place will be an interesting one, to say the least.
Yeah, he's particularly pro-tariff. So that's a very worrying sign that he's doubling down. Again, time is upon us, Kathleen, but can I ask you very quickly, Trump is transactional, right? It's all about relationships with him. What is his relationship like with Keir Starmer? I'm mindful of the fact that they sent a lot of people over to canvas for Harris in the campaign. So how has that gone down with the Starmer regime?
Yeah, well, that wasn't the Starmer's inner circle. That was the wider Labour Party, which was probably a mistake and should not have happened. However, including my local MP did that as well, which is disappointing. But what I do think is with Keir Starmer. So David Lammy has obviously rolled back on previous comments. They went out to see Trump in September. So they didn't just see Biden. They also made a big effort to see Trump. And there's a real charm offensive now. David Lammy coming out. He's our foreign secretary, coming out yesterday saying, oh, that was old news. The new news is we're going to build bridges with them. So I think they know which side their bread is buttered on and how important the US economy is to the UK. So they are really going to try hard to build on that relationship.
They certainly do. Kathleen Brooks, Research Director at XTB. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.